Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report live from TD Garden. Josue Pavone back in the fold. Celtics road trip over. They're back for pretty much the entirety of the regular season. Just six games to go after tonight. Celtics won their 60th game to move into a tie for 11th in franchise history. They're going to keep rising. They knock off more wins. And they secured the number one seed for the entirety of the playoffs. The NBA playoffs will roll through this building, Josue. And now, the top priority, health. Steph Porzingis, after a big night, 27 points, talking about ramping up to 100% by the time the postseason begins. Jaylen Brown dealing with a nagging hand injury, trying to get there as well, despite playing through it. Here's what he had to say about that injury tonight after scoring 27 points and dealing with some turnovers and sloppiness early in this game.
I think I got like a sprain or like a strain on a ligament in my hand, but I think it's fine. You know, it's something I'm not concerned with going forward, but it bothered me a little bit tonight, but part of it is, you know, working through it, playing through it, because that gives you a little bit more information towards down the line if, you know, things were to get any worse, but I think it's nothing to be concerned about.
My mistake, 23 points for Brown in this one, but the turnover's an issue early. Couple blocks made up for it, a charge take that Joe Mazzulla liked. So he stayed in the game, which became the story of this one. Same with the Celtics, who held the Thunder at arm's length throughout. But how did you see it impact Brown? How much concern do you have about Jaylen's injury?
I'm a little concerned, Bobby. A little concerned. I mean, the fact that he's talking about having to get used to this and that it did bother him tonight, I think you have to be a bit concerned, right? Because this is one of your best players. You know, this isn't the perfect time for this to happen, although you do have a little bit of time to heal, you know, to get used to things. But ligaments and strains or a strained left hand, the way he put it, it doesn't sound great, especially when he said that he struggled with it in this game in particular. Now, of course, it is that getting used to it. Hopefully, he can adjust to it to a point where it seems like he's damn near flawless out there. Because let's face it, after the All-Star break, he was on a tear. I mean, they both were, Tatum and Brown. It was a heck of a month to see both of them go off the way they did, averaging damn near 30 points, shooting, you know, close to 50% or around there, and just dominating, if you ask me. So, I mean, it's not that I need to see Jaylen out there dominating for these last five games of the regular season? No, but you want him to beat the eye test. And I think the way he was talking after this one, it's going to take some getting used to. And I sense a little frustration out of Jaylen, you know, obviously on the overall performance, but what plagued it? And that's his injured left hand. Let's face it. I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing. Whether it's something that's going to, you know, carry over into the playoffs and plague his entire performance, we have to wait and see. But it is something that's worth, you know, being worried about.
Yeah, and that's where you wonder how serious it is, because he's playing. Yeah. So I get what John was getting into in the postgame show, saying that it's not a real thing. It's pain. It's impacting him. It's at least something that's on his mind. So that's all that matters, because if it's going to impact him even mentally, if he's going to struggle to play through it, it doesn't matter if it's something that's going to sideline him or, you know, something that serious, because it'll still have as much of an impact. Obviously, him being out there is better than him not being out there. But you need him to be Jaylen, and he's going to strike this balance now where tonight you see that sloppier version of him struggled. He said he played like shit in this game. But I thought he made up for it on the defensive end, and that's what's important. I think it's a pretty good testament to this team that when they're not shooting great, and they started a little bit slow. They were in the low 30s from three. Thunder out shooting them, forcing turnovers. Celtics have to grab their own offensive rebounds. That was a big part of how they produced points in early in this one, because they didn't have it offensively. Yeah. You had to create stops. You had to create turnovers, as Jaylen did late. That breakaway dunk took a charge, which Joe Mazzulla, as I said earlier, really loved. And the chase down block, a real moment early in this game for him. So I look at this performance as a positive, and I know the Celtics pulled away late. Even if they did win a close one against this Thunder team, I give them credit for it, because this isn't just a Shays show there. They have a lot of good players. They have a style that can contrast and bother Boston. We saw it in that first game beyond what Shea did. And it's just a top shelf team. Yeah. They're the one seed, tied for the one seed out west. So you're going to struggle. Whether it's the hand or whether it's just what Oklahoma City did against Jaylen here, and it's how you play through it. And I feel like he staying in the game allowed the Celtics to keep the Thunder at arm's length.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And I think that's the part of me that kind of confused me with his demeanor. I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like he was like pissed off up there on the podium, but I just, again, I sense frustration. And I feel
a
like
a win's a win. You think he'd be a little bit more right, level headed, exactly. Right?
You know, Joe Mazzulla telling us how, you know, not to take this moment for granted. Obviously, the job's not done here, but like he said, this might never happen again. I mean, the way they dominated this regular season and all of a sudden, you know, you clinched the best record in the league with still a couple of weeks to play. I mean, yeah, that's something to be proud of for sure. And I just think when you look at past performances like this or similar to this when it came to Jaylen, if it resulted in a win, you rarely got that version of Jaylen Brown up there at the podium. I mean, it's been years, to be honest with you. I just feel like this year that was really rare, and I can't help but wonder, you know, if it's all about the injury. Again, him, something that he has to get used to, because I think if more than anyone on this team, Jaylen understands that there's going to be a moment where the team will absolutely need him, and it won't take, you know, a Jason Tatum ankle injury for that to happen. I just think there's moments in the game or moments throughout the season where this team has leaned on him and he's responded. You know, he's been someone that you can sort of count on to come up big offensively. And of course, what he's been doing on the defensive end of the floor has been, you know, ramped up a notch. So I don't know. I mean, I don't see this disrupting that part of the floor, but I'm just worried about his offensive approach. And hopefully that's not something I'm going to still be talking about. Oh, we won't continue talking about going into the playoff, because then that's when it's going to be an issue, and hopefully that's not the case.
The main thing's playing through pain, as you always say. If you're out there,
you're used to it.
Yeah. You got to be able to play well. You're going to be judged if you can play. So
I mean, Tatum did it.
He'll be judged, yeah. So based on how he's handling this, it can't just be a crutch or an excuse. So he'll bounce back from this, surely. I thought he handled it well in this game. Any other takeaways you have here? I love the double big combination too. Yeah, beyond Brown's defense. Yeah. Horford and Porzingis, that's becoming a thing in terms of how disruptive they can be out there. And five blocks for Kristaps tonight. Another guy who's approaching full health here, but I know you really liked his game.
Yeah, man, it's huge. I can't speak enough about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I just think he's super important for what this team's trying to do, especially in terms of how far they go in the playoffs. I mean, Porzingis is arguably, you know, or easily, I should say, one of your most important players. And when he's on a roll like this, I think it's something to say, hey, look out. You know, this thing will carry over into the postseason. On the defensive end of the floor, I mean, he's just so disruptive. And I feel like it's not just him, but the fact that you have that 7-3 presence, it really does intimidate opposing offenses. I mean, a lot of the guards, when they attack, they think twice, you know. And I just think the Celtics just didn't have that type of presence last year, you know, with Rob not 100%, with how limited he was on the offensive end of the floor. Now, that's clearly not the case with Kristaps. And you look at his numbers throughout the last five games. I mean, that's just the type of production that will just devastate opposing teams when that's the Celtics' third option on offense, you know. So, yeah, I love that from Kristaps. I love that he's talking about finishing the regular season strong, because he knows how important that is. And coming from someone who's never really been, you know, deep into the playoffs, I think that's huge. That's a humongous addition to have on your side, because he's not only eager, but he's proven himself and he's so comfortable in doing what the Celtics need him to do in order for them to be successful.
Good test tonight. I like that Thunder team. I don't know what they're going to be able to do out west. Lose first round. No one would be surprised. If they make the finals, I don't think anyone would be surprised. So we'll put them in the shelf, see where they're going to end up. For now, Celtics handled them well tonight. No Shea, no Jaylen. Obvious caveats, but the Celtics handled themselves well here tonight. And won 135-100. They're going to face the Kings. A great test on Friday. De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis. Celtics kind of blew them away out west earlier in the year, but it's a good team. It's an offensive powerhouse. So check us out that night and check out our official.
Old friend Kyle Draper is going to be in the building, man. Every time the Kings are in town, you already know. You guys remember Kyle. Kyle Draper, I'm excited to catch up with him.
Check out our official daily fantasy sports partner as well, Prize Picks. I did not fare well there tonight, but you can't win every night. So stay tuned for our picks before every game. All you got to do is pick more or less. It's that easy over at Prize Picks. And use our code right when you log in for the first time, CLNS. You get 100% matching bonus up to $100. Help us out here at the Garden Report as well as at CLNS Media as we begin the playoff push. Celtics clinched. It's rest time. It's relax time. And then it's preparation time for the playoffs. We'll see how often these starters play down the stretch. Brown managing the hand. Whoever else is managing bumps and bruises. But they're back Friday, so are we. We'll see you after that game. And for Josue Pavone, this has been a live edition of the Garden Report.